a lot of people with disabilities can find it difficult to see live music for a variety of reasons. We try and provide a safe environment where people can just be themselves, you know, and enjoy live music. We have a variety of performers, like you say, local bands. All the bands come and play for free. It's run by volunteers. We have some bands that have disabled people in them, and some bands that don't. Anyone's welcome to come, and it's generally a good day out.
And you did say earlier that it isn't so much a fundraiser for any particular cause.
No, that's right. One of the advantages of it is that the whole purpose of the event is just to put the event on. So we're not raising money for any one organisation. It's just literally about giving people a good day of music. But any organisation that wants to come along and get involved is welcome to.
And presumably you charge people to come in, do you?
Yeah, tickets are £7.50. But the event runs from 12 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night. So it's quite a long day, and there's at least a dozen bands on to see.
And I'm guessing then the cover charge is literally covering your costs.
Yeah, there are a lot of costs to putting the festival on. There's the staging, there's the toilets, there's the insurances. We also do a programme, so we're looking for programme sponsors. And also anyone else who might have a marquee to lend us, because we can't really afford to go out and buy a full-scale marquee to put up, but obviously we do need some shelter and stuff. But if there's anyone that wants to have a hold, have a stall at all, we welcome that. We have Care Warburton who are going to be doing an apple juice stall. Hopefully the Outreach Three Way, which is another charity, are going to do sports activities on site. We also should be raising some money by having a stall for breast cancer research as well. So there's lots of things that are going on.